You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got to find code devil. That's Matt Rothschild. We're taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789, talking some Wisconsin politics, not exclusively. There's also some breaking news. A jury has found Ghislaine Maxwell, that is the associate of Jeffrey Epstein, well, she is guilty of sex trafficking a minor and taking part in Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking conspiracy, guilty on 5 of 6 charges. That is the breaking news at this hour. I got to find co-devil Matt Rothschild. Matt, let's take some callers, if you don't mind. 844-967-2789. Ross from Middleton, say hi to my pal Batman.
Hey, Crudy, and hey, Matt.
Hey, Ross.
So I think Gableman is really, he's an embarrassment. It's basically a taxpayer-funded political advertising for the Republicans just to keep it in the news until next year's election. The question that I sort of have for you guys is, I think of the January 6th insurrection, sort of the what do you want to call it? It's coming up. January 6th is coming up. And I sometimes think, what would have it taken? What would it take to get to have it been, say, Democrats that would have stormed the gates? And I think, oh, it never would have happened. Never would have happened. But I sometimes think, and this is where I need your guys' help. Had Wisconsin, had Georgia, and what I don't know is the other states, had Republican governors or were able to sort of take the electors and flip them to the legislature, and so had these states flipped, had there been enough states to for Trump to have succeeded, had they sort of done this coup, this kind of idea where they flip the electors to the legislator, and had he been successful in doing that, we would have been standing there like, what in the heck do we do now? I could picture us all going to Washington, D.C. and storming the gates.
Well, Ross, I don't know if we would have had the same sort of violence. We saw the storming of the gates at the Wisconsin state capitol. We had 100,000 people in response to Scott Walker dropping the bomb. And that was a peaceful movement. So I don't think there's a direct analogy between what happened on January 6th and what may have happened had they been more successful at the, let's call it the soft coup, the Electoral College coup. Matt, do you think there was ever any possibility that the Electoral College coup could have passed? Was this simply a stunt, a show, or were they hopeful for actually an overturning of the outcome?
No, they wanted to make it happen. I mean, that's what the, you know, all the evidence, the Eastman memo, all the evidence coming out of the January 6th committee, they had plans in place. And, you know, if they were able to flip some electoral votes at the Electoral College or stall for 24 hours and then, you know, accept the bogus electors, Bob Spindell from Wisconsin and his 9 other partners in crime, and flip Pennsylvania and Arizona, they could have made it happen. And then what would have happened? Then there would have been mass protests by Biden supporters and pro-democracy supporters across the country. And then the Proud Boys would have been out in the streets. And then this was the last move, I think, of the Trump plan. There's all this civil unrest. I'm going to call out the troops under the Insurrection Act, and we're not going to have another inauguration except for me. The election's canceled. The Electoral College is out of business. I'm president under these emergency powers that I have here under the Insurrection Act and a couple other executive orders that are still on the books.
And you referenced the Eastman memo. The Eastman memo said specifically you utilize the National Guard and the U.S. Marshals Service, and you go and basically claim the ballots in all 50 states. You federalize, and then you throw out the ones that, you know, didn't vote for Trump.
Yeah, you grab the ballots and look, there are powers that the president has under the Insurrection Act and under some National Security Directive 51 and some other things and the National Emergencies Act that allow him, unbeknownst to the people of the United States, to put troops into the streets and essentially, you know, say our Constitution's over. Let's remember the pillow guy was in the White House with a yellow legal pad that said martial law on it. That's what they were planning for.
Matt Rothschild, my fine co-devil for the hour. Matt, we keep predicting, or at least we're laying out the groundwork for what we think it is Republicans have in mind here in the state of Wisconsin. And a Republican governor willing to sign off on the misdeeds, the malfeasance of a Republican-controlled legislature, and all they'd really have to do is tap, and one must presume, if Rebecca Clayfish, the Republican candidate for governor, wins against Tony Evers, will probably down ticket Bob La Follette. I forget it. Might not be Bob, but La Follette loses.
Doug La Follette.
Doug La Follette, thank you. Amy Loudenbeck, who is a Republican lawmaker running to be Secretary of State.
Yeah, I wonder why she
wants to
down.
Reclaim the powers for the Secretary of State. Well, of course, if La Follette wins, if the Democrat wins, they'll just leave the status quo in place and they'll bemoan and have some other plan. But if they win the electoral power of the governor and the Secretary of State, they simply throw out the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and now we got a partisan in charge for 2024. Matt, that's not a harebrained conspiracy. That's probably the plan they're working towards.
Yeah, they've got a couple options. One option is to have Amy Loudenbeck beat Doug La Follette for Secretary of State and then pass a law that entrusts election administration and election certification in the hands of the Secretary of State, not the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The other one is if Doug La Follette manages to hang on to his office because people have voted for him over and over again and he's got the name from God in Wisconsin, La Follette, what they'll do is just pass a bill that says Wisconsin Elections Commission's out of business, and we in the legislature are going to determine who wins the elections. And so we'll be like Georgia or worse.
Well, that was the avocation of U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who also in all probability is going to be on the ballot next year. And Johnson claims, at least in regards to federal elections, I believe, just assert your power.
Yeah,
Republicans, you control the legislature. Just go take control of the elections.
Yeah. I mean, he said to Republican officials in the legislature, you know, I don't run this place, but if I did, this is what I'd do. I just totally ignore the Wisconsin Elections Commission and decide by ourselves who wins. And how corrupt is that? You know, if they get a vote count that they don't like, they'll just toss it in the garbage.
Matt, we've got decentralized elections in the state of Wisconsin, like 1,850 voting districts. Got more elections workers in this state than like one-fifth of all the election workers in the entire nations are working here in the state of Wisconsin. So let's say they did take control of how the electoral process worked. Short of going to 1,850 districts and installing their own plants in each and every district, we'd still have some checks and balances, would we not, Matt, or am I being overly optimistic?
We would, but what they might try to do is what they tried to do at the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which is invalidate a whole batch of ballots, say all the absentee ballots, and just throw them away, or all the ballots from the nursing homes, which they were trying to do too.
Any ballot that comes in Milwaukee County after midnight.
Yeah. Any ballot that comes from a place that they know is reliably Democratic. Now, I just do want to say it's not all Republicans. State Senator Kathy Bernier, Republican from Chippewa Falls, She runs the Senate Elections Committee, and she said it's time to end this charade of Gableman and Branchin and all this other nonsense. End the charade. And then she said poignantly, Benjamin Franklin said we've got a republic if we can keep it, and we may not be able to keep it if this stuff keeps up. I mean, those were pretty strong words from a Republican. She deserves a lot of praise. She's kind of like our own Liz Cheney.
But the special prosecutor, Gableman, went to her district, gave a speech to the local Republican Party calling for her resignation. Nothing like putting a little heat under her ass for being a little, less than complimentary of his farcical investigation.
And she said he's the last person in the world who should be telling somebody to resign. She thinks he should resign, I think. But she's been very outspoken over the last few months about how dangerous this fishing expedition is, how dangerous this repetition and regurgitation of the big lie is, how dangerous the feeding of rancid red meat to the Republican base is for our democracy.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That's Matt Rothschild. He's my co-devil throughout the entire 4 o'clock happy hour. And we're always a little happier when you participate. 844-967-2789. Next up, Dick from Madison. Dick, say hi to Batman.
Good afternoon, guys. Something with Maxwell's thing coming in just now. I know this is going to sound conspiracy,
go ahead.
But how's this for one? You know, Epstein disappeared when Bill Barr was AG. Now he's not AG. Now let's make sure this woman lives, because maybe we'll get a late Christmas present and she'll sing like a canary and take Donald Trump down.
Well, that seems like wishful thinking, Dick, but what do you think, Matt? Is we now know from the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, and the verdicts have come down, she is guilty on 5 of 6 charges. But we found out during the course of the testimony during the trial, Matt, that Trump went to, you know, on pedo airlines, whatever he called it, down to pedo island in the Virgin Islands, his private island down there, at least 6 more times than had been previously known. Now, there are many seemingly credible accusations against the former president of sexual assault. And people forget he ran like these teenage beauty contests and had a bad reputation for going and ogling the girls backstage. You know, I'll be dating her in 10 years. Well, I don't know, and I have not seen it directly stated in any reporting that Donald Trump, you know, had sex with the 15, 14, 13-year-olds. But one of the women was recruited at Mar-a-Lago.
Well, I don't think Maxwell's going to take Trump down. I mean, she could take a lot of people down, including Bill Clinton, I think. But, you know, it's up to Merrick Garland, really, to take Trump down. And where the hell is he? It's time for him to get off his backside and push an indictment here at Trump. I mean, it's just ridiculous. There's a mountain of evidence. You know, how much more evidence do you need than, you know, give me 11,870 votes for election tampering at the very least, much less conspiracy to commit sedition. And so it's outrageous to me that the attorney general is dragging his feet so badly.
Man, I've always thought that tax evasion ain't sexy, but it's got teeth, as I've heard said. If Donald Trump's going to go down, it's probably one of the financial crimes. It's probably commission of fraud, you know, misrepresenting the value of one of his properties to the bank as opposed to what he told the taxing authority, because it's easier to prove. There's a track record. Matt, do you expect some indictments of Trump? I'm not saying he's going to get marched off to prison right away, but do you think the news tightens? Do you think there will be charges in the new year?
I do. I think there'll be charges out of New York. There may be charges out of Georgia for election tampering. But, you know, I hope he doesn't get off the hook. I hope he isn't prosecuted, just on the tax evasion or convicted on that. He needs to be prosecuted on this assault on our democracy, which is the biggest crime that a president can commit other than playing footsie with the enemy. It's really incumbent upon the attorney general to bring this charge against Trump. Election tampering and conspiracy to commit sedition.
Man, if there are over 100 Republican Congress people and senators, and even if it was, you know, quote unquote, a theoretical exercise, you know, the soft coup, the Green Bay sweep. Well, they still knew they were overturning the valid election of the United States. Matt, do you envision criminal charges against up to 100 Republican Congress people? Is that a bridge too far to think criminality because they'd go along with a harebrained criminal scheme of this sort?
I don't think there'll be 100 indictments. There may be a couple representatives or senators who get hauled in, who should be hauled in. I think they all should be hauled in who are participating in this act to subvert our democracy. But if they can get one or two, and if they can get one or two to sing against Trump, make them sing.
I got a few tunes. I'd like to lead. Come back with us. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Maybe last live show before the new year. We haven't decided yet. We'll see how tomorrow goes. But you got one last segment to talk to my pal Batman. Dial him up. 844-967-2789. More Devil's Advocates on the other side.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
Can we call that treason? Why not?